Treat dad to the good stuff at Nordstrom Rack and save big. Father's Day is Sunday, June 16th, and Nordstrom Rack's got gifts dad will love, up to 60% off. Shirts, activewear, watches, cologne, denim, and more. Find amazing deals on Tommy Bahama, Cole Haan, Original Penguin, and Vince. Great brands, great prices. So get to your Nordstrom Rack store now and make dad's day with gifts up to 60% off.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean Lafitte.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Christian Schiller. Welcome to my podcast, an enthusiastic ramble through whatever has taken my interest the past week or so. Expect technology, games, history, travel, geekery, and as always, much, much more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Chinchilla Squeaks with me, Christian Schiller. This is going to just be a short, quite quick links roundup. Before next week and then probably the following few weeks, there'll be a whole lot of Kubernetes-related coverage as I hit KubeCon again, and I've already started doing some interviews around it, actually. So before that craziness begins, it's just you, me, and some cool things from the internet. First, in the craziness of AI everywhere at the moment, here's one you might not have predicted from Hackster.io. A ChatGPT client is developed to run on a 1984 IBM PC running MS-DOS. Interestingly, I actually share an office with a guy who still uses DOS and some other ancient operating systems and has actually got them connected to the internet, has got an SSD card connected to them. But I often walk in on him playing Doom or Quake in about 3 frames per second. But still, the fact he does it is kind of cool. And this is something similar. And it actually follows a fairly similar trajectory in that the hacker has to get it to run slowly. Quoting here, 2.77 megahertz, not gigahertz, 640 kilobytes of memory, very low resolution graphics, reduced networking capabilities, shall we say, and then how on earth it's going to communicate with the OpenAI API. Wow, okay, it's always confusing. And so they did manage to do this through C, sending post requests and returns in JSON, which is also interesting because I'm not 100% sure if JSON was even a data format then. And then we have a wonderful screenshot here of it running in DOS. And it, I mean, if you've ever used DOS, if you're old enough to remember DOS, kind of looks like a lot like the DOS experience, like a terminal is these days. So I am an IBM 5155 portable PC. Nice to meet you. You're one of the first portable computers released by IBM, etc., etc., etc. Interestingly, it can't seem to handle the carriage returns on this screen, and the words get split all over the place, and ChatGPT also gets the specs of the computer wrong. But still, fascinating. No real point to it, but still, why the hell not? On the subject of old things, here's another one from the Internet Archive, the Internet Arcade, web-based library of arcade coin-operated video games from the 1970s to the 1990s, emulated in JS MAME. And I can see some of my favorites before I even scrolled very far. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Street Fighter, Tetris, Speed Up, Tekken, or Pac-Man, Dragon Ball Z. And now I'm starting to see things I don't recognize so much. More Street Fighter, Dungeons and Dragons, Sonic the Hedgehog Original, Bomberman, more Tekken, Pac-Mania, and many. Oh, Gauntlet. Oh, my God. Oh, many more. Anyway, Shinobi. Oh, God. I have some fun here. I mean, a lot of these I have got through emulators, but I must admit I'm eternally forgetting where I've put the ROMs that I required legally, of course. And in this particular place, I can just run it in the browser, which is quite cool. I wonder if I can use a controller. I'm going to have to try some of these. But I love this kind of stuff. It's really cool. This is kind of a really cool application of technology, keeping things going. I always sort of worry that a lot of the mediums we have used and lost over the years will mean that, unlike that we can understand history from thousands of years ago because it's on clay tablets, not tablets like iPads, clay tablets and papyrus and things like that, and we can use our eyes to read it. We may not be able to understand it, but we can still read it, whereas a NES games cartridge in 100 years will be able to read it. And something like this, well, I guess it, I hope it gives a more lasting version of these relics, I suppose we can think of them. But whether that is the case remains to be seen, of course, we won't know. But I like the fact people try. Finally, in my links for the week, this is from ZDNet, from Jack Wallen. It's time for open source users to open their wallets. I think the little subtext says it all, really. History has shown that open source users prefer their software free of charge. But that's a problem for a lot of companies trying to keep the lights on. This is something that you see increasingly so, especially now that things are tightening in the tech world, that a lot of companies released open source projects just because they had some VC money, and then as the backers want their money back, they have to find ways to monetize it, and then you annoy your users and et cetera, et cetera. And people have got kind of used to just getting things for free and just assuming that someone somewhere was paying for it. And now, increasingly so, that person is the user, just your normal user. And especially on desktop operating systems like Linux, those users often don't want to. And this article digs into that. And some of the companies that tried to monetize open source in this much more direct way and constantly meeting resistance. And this goes from small indie developers to big well-known open source companies annoying their users on a fairly regular basis by wanting them to pay. And I think users sometimes being quite selfish and forgetting that people, infrastructure, etc., cost money too. And how to get that balance right. The article doesn't really go into much details of solutions, but does do quite a good way of presenting the problem. Anyway, if you have any ideas on a solution, I mean, there's a lot of people you could contact, but maybe contact me and you can find more of my details at christianschiller.com. So then a little bit from me, one article, I have a couple of others in process, but one article detailing the day that I accidentally locked myself out of the house and had to try and figure out how I could work on my phone all day and how difficult that was. So you can read that on Medium. And then over on YouTube, a few things. I looked at interactive fiction with Inform 7, which was interesting. It's a sort of text interpreting way of creating interactive fiction, a bit different from some of the others we've got used to. I looked at GitHub Blocks, a new in preview feature from GitHub that kind of adds dynamic blocks, almost like CMSs used to do, to your GitHub page. I looked at Writer's Brew, a macOS universal writing assistant, but I couldn't really get it to work, so I didn't last very long. And then finally, in a very, very sort of rushed and rough video, I kicked off a new video series I'm going to be doing with Portia from Cecil Agency, where we're going to be having a new kind of technical writing video podcast stream thing. So head over to YouTube to find all of those. Those things aside, it's been quite a busy few weeks. I've been traveling a lot, so I have a lot of, as always, things in progress but not quite completed. A new fiction or relaunched fiction podcast is getting quite close. I am currently shopping my book around to agents and working on some short story collections, getting some new artwork commissioned for those. I have been converting a lot of old music to Ableton, again, with the intention of uploading those. So lots of things in progress, but nothing quite finished. You can always find everything I'm up to, all of my details, at christianchiller.com. Reach out to me. Let me know what you think about some of the things I covered today on any of the various channels that I put content out on. And I'll be back next week with a whole series of interviews coming up over the next sort of month to 6 weeks. So thank you very much for joining me, and take care, everybody.
I hope you enjoyed the show. Find out more about me at chrischinchilla.com, where you can find show notes, sign up for my newsletter, and find all of my writing, games, work, and video links. There's also details on how to get in touch with me. And if you want to get even closer to what I do, join my Discord server for behind-the-scenes discussions and helping me produce my shows and work.
About Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast.
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.